White River National Forest officials say Maroon Creek Road is now tentatively slated to open May 24th, as crews have made good progress removing avalanche debris. They've been at it since May 1st and have encountered deep, compact snow, ice and debris, sheared off trees, and plenty of large boulders. Shelley Grail with the Aspen-Sopris District of the White River National Forest says that spring is running late in the high country around the lake.
There is still a significant amount of snow at the lake, and quite a bit has recently been cleared from Maroon Creek Road.
For now, the road is still closed just past the T-Lazy 7 Ranch. Clearing work will continue in the coming weeks, with officials warning curiosity seekers to stay clear of heavy equipment. Now, once the road to the lake opens next week, Grail says visitors will notice a difference, especially from last year.
This year it'll be a very different scenario with all the snow that we still have. People need to be prepared for trails to be snow covered, temperature to be cooler than maybe it was last year, and that our facilities will not be open right away. So they might not be able to fill their water bottles, for example.
Shuttle buses to Maroon Lake are still scheduled to begin June 15th. Meanwhile, Colorado Department of Transportation officials say it's unlikely that Highway 82 over Independence Pass will open by the Memorial Day weekend. CDOT crews haven't yet reached the summit or repaired a 100-foot section of avalanche-damaged guardrail near the top. I'm Mark Dugan, KDNK News.